So about the Sloan Foundation, you may have heard of us. You may not have heard of us. We are in New York City. We're a private, nonpartisan, not-for-profit foundation, a private philanthropy. We are also a member of the Science Philanthropy Alliance because we are a science foundation, first and foremost. We were founded in 1934 by Alfred P. Sloan Jr., and he's best known for his work at General Motors, or what people like to say is the industrialist who made General Motors what it was at the time. And our vision is a better world through a better understanding of the world, and that is a nice nod to our scientific and other types of understandings of the world. And like I said, first and foremost, a science philanthropy. We mostly fund high-quality research in STEM, or science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and economics. And we do a lot of work to diversify these fields, and specifically diversify them at higher education institutions, which then, of course, will lead into the larger workforce, including the faculty body in these disciplines on college and university campuses. We also support the development of tools and technologies to empower discovery. And we have a lot of initiatives, in addition to the science that we fund, to help the public better understand science. So we have a whole portfolio dedicated to the public understanding of science, or public engagement with science. And I'm just going to go to this next slide. And this just gives you a sense of the type of research we fund. So things like energy and the environment. We have a long-running project called the Sloan Digital Sky Survey. We also have a prestigious fellowship program, the Sloan Research Fellowship, so you can get a sense of some of the areas here. We have a big technology portfolio, and you can see some of the things there, including better software for science, data and computational research, universal access to knowledge. Like many foundations, we also have a portfolio dedicated to where we live and work in the New York City program. And you can see on the left here, the public understanding portfolio, and that has a lot of the integration of the arts. So you might have heard of the acronym called STEAM, which is when you add the arts to STEM, and that's a great representation of that. We really like to talk about our contributions to the movie Hidden Figures. We funded the book that turned into that fantastic movie, and we also funded a recent movie on Tesla. So it's a fun area of our portfolio. The area that I lead is the one middle on the bottom here, STEM higher ed, or namely diversity, equity, and inclusion in STEM higher ed. And that's where the project that we're going to talk about today is funded out of. So I'll have Elizabeth go to the next slide, and I'll just say a little bit more about this program. So as was mentioned, I'm the program director of this particular part of the foundation. And our attention here is really on when we talk about increasing diversity, it's increasing diversity in STEM and economics in terms of gender and in terms of race and ethnicity. So we focus on women as well as men and women from Black, Latino, and Indigenous populations. And we do that through a variety of mechanisms. We have a couple of what we call signature programs, and these include the University Centers for Exemplary Mentoring and the Sloan Indigenous Partnership Program. And these consist of scholarships that are given to students directly through their institutions. They are in doctoral and master's study. And we also give money to the institutions to create a holistic support structure that ensures that these students get attracted to the institutions, that they are retained there, and that they complete their degrees and hopefully go on into the faculty body and diversify that area of higher education as well. But in addition to those big signature programs, we do a lot of investment in the professional development of faculty, investments in intermediaries like the disciplinary societies that represent these different disciplines. And we also do investment in research on DEI in STEM. And again, that's where this project that we're talking to you today falls. So I'll just go to the last slide of mine. And I'll just, this sort of says it all, I think. One thing that we've learned along the way in all of the years we've done this work is that leadership absolutely matters. That's probably a theme that came up in this conference. You cannot have true and genuine investment and belief in changing what the STEM fields look like if you don't also have that investment and belief from the top. You absolutely need top down to solve tough problems. Of course, you also need bottom up, and we do a lot of work to support the people on the ground, but we do know that leadership is fundamental. And so that's really the call to charge when it comes to this study is let's talk about that leadership and what is needed. What do those leaders look like? How do they engage? What does equity-minded leadership really mean? So I'm going to hand it over to Elizabeth to go over the study that she's been undertaking with some colleagues and that we've been supporting. And I hope that you learn a lot here. I think it'll be really interesting. Go ahead, Elizabeth.